Welcome back to the show.
Hey.
The show is called Closet Margaritas.
Yes, it is, where we are pouring drinks and starting conversations.
We are.
I'm Cassie.
Yeah, and I'm Sean. So one of my favorite artists, his name is Usher, and he has this song. That song is called Lovers and Friends. It's a great song, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw a stat at you, right? So 68% of relationships between men and women start off as friends.
Hmm. That's a lot.
Yeah. So those friends became lovers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of how we started.
It's not kind of. It is.
It is how we started.
Yeah, it is. We were definitely friends. So during this episode, we're going to discuss pretty much the main aspects of lovers and friends. Mm-hmm. And really, can you be completely friends? I think they call it platonic friends.
Platonic.
And if you are platonic friends or deep friends, can you turn into lovers?
Yes.
That wasn't a question, but I'm glad you think that you get an A. So let's say that you have friends, right? Mm-hmm. Just friends. You're single. You single as a dollar bill. But you're thinking about, like, you know, hey, I want to crease some sheets. I want an adult date. Mm-hmm. But let's say you have four male friends.
I have four options.
Yeah. Of which, you know, two are viable options.
Okay. Do they have jobs?
All of them. You wouldn't be friends if they didn't.
Jobs, right? Teeth, very important.
Yeah. How do you go about progressing that from that friendship to an actual, not a relationship, but mm-hmm. to an intimate friendship?
Well, I guess it depends. It depends on who's stepping up to the plate and doing the best. So it's like, you know, the Olympics. You know what I mean? It's like you have to beat everybody else's score. Now, you may not know their score right off the bat, but at the end of the day, you're going to find out you're going to be the winner. And I guess that's how it's going to be, or that's how it is. You just choose the person who you're most compatible with, the person who understands you more, the person who it's easy to talk to, the person you think about the most, the person you have the most fun with, and the person you can be the most yourself with. And that's, I think that's how it goes.
So you're focusing on one person, but what if there's more than one? Like, this is the bachelorette at this point.
Well, see, I'm a very monogamous person. So it's like, I can't fathom trying to, I hated dating. I like dating you because you're my one and only, you know what I mean? But I didn't enjoy dating. Usually if I found someone, I would give them a try. And I mean, now I'm not going to lie. I did have a roster. Mm-hmm. Okay. But I would focus on one person until they pissed me off. And then I went to the next one. Hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or if I needed certain things, like one guy was really good at, you know, taking me out to dinner. If I was hungry, I'd call him up. One guy really liked to give me gifts. If I wanted something cute, I'd call him up. Everyone served their purpose.
Yeah, I understand that. So let's say, you know, throughout that time mm-hmm. of having your roster and managing your roster, there were times when you creased some sheets with a few of those
not
roster
members.
At the
same
members. Time. No, a few of them. I'm saying over time.
Okay.
Let's say now you're in a monogamous deep relationship.
Mm-hmm. With the gold winner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how transparent should you be with that person with the nature of your roster?
Well, I think it depends on the status of your relationship. Like, if you are completely exclusive and you guys are starting off in your relationship, I don't know how important, I guess it depends on the other person too. How important is it for them to know, you know, who was on your roster? And a lot of people are into knowing everyone's body count. Some people don't want to know. Mm-hmm. I guess it just kind of depends. I don't mind being transparent because what are you going to do? I mean, if I can't be honest, if you ask me a question, I'm being honest with you. And if you get mad at me, then what am I going to do? That's not my problem, I don't think.
Yeah, it's kind of like being judged for your past, mm-hmm. Which a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. So now let's say your relationship is progressing, mm-hmm. But you're still friends with these crease friends.
Oh, see, that gets really hairy.
Yeah. So should you maintain a friendship with your crease friends, or should you, you know,
well,
set them out to dry?
The correct answer is no, you should not.
Okay.
But it's realistically, I'm sure a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. I have before in the past, mm-hmm. you know, but I was young and I wasn't really in a committed relationship when married. You know what I mean? I think if you do want to progress with the person you're with and you see a long-term future with them, you have to cut those people off. I mean, that you can't, especially if you've creased some sheets and had adult dates with them, it's a very slippery slope. There has to still be some attraction there at some level. Or if you're going to remain friends with them, you need to tell your significant other and then take their feelings into consideration.
Yeah.
You know?
So let's say you've done that. You've got your roster down to basically no one, but let's say there's always been one guy who, you know, let's say y'all went on a few dates. Y'all might even kissed, held mm-hmm. hands, flirted, mm-hmm. of course. Now you're dating the new guy, right? Mm-hmm. But you still have this friend. Let's call him day one Dan.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So day one Dan been down with you. He's seen you through many different relationships, okay. right? In between your droughts, you pretty much picked him up, right?
Uh-huh.
Day one Dan does not like your new guy.
Oh.
And he doesn't like him, let's say, because
he took me.
I don't want to cheapen day one Dan's feelings.
Okay. We right? have to be considerate of his feelings.
So let's say day one Dan always is like, there's something about him he didn't I just like. Don't
okay.
like.
Okay.
And it gets tougher and tougher each time. So how do you manage that?
How do you manage it? I mean, can you manage it? I mean, that's Dan's problem. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, what does Dan want me to do? Dump my dude?
He day
Dan,
one.
Day one Dan wants me to dump my dude.
I think he does.
But well, he should have stepped up to the plate when it was his turn. So now what's my new dude's name?
Nunu Nathan.
So Nunu Nathan.
Nunu Nathan.
Knew what to do to encourage me to be with him. So I mean, that's day one Dan should have had it together. You
so
know
you
what I mean?
Cut day one Dan.
Well, I'd have to. Especially if I think that Nunu Nate or Nathan is gonna work.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What about you? Like, how do you know whenever it's time for you to cut the rest of the girls in your roster?
So I'm going to try to be middle of the road with this because I'm a very selfish dater. And I'm the type of person, if I spend money on you, then we go together. Mm-hmm. We might as well get married right then. If it's like $750, it's, you know, we together, right? Mariah said we belong together. But I'm going to put myself in the shoes of how I feel like a lot of single, and single is like a little loose term in today's society. From a man's perspective, if he doesn't drop his roster, he's going to come across as being super selfish. Mm. And I think a lot of men come across that way, but I don't think they mean for it to be that way. I think they're trying to protect their whatever. So I would have to just iceberg. I mean, it would have to be like, you know, the Titanic, hitting the Titanic. You got to be like, hey, listen here, Jenny and Rebecca, it ain't working. Mm. I'm never coming over again. I'm never spending money on you again. And that's what it is, you know. So that's the way I would have to do it. Now, as far as being transparent with my main, I would be as transparent as I felt like her feelings could digest it. I don't think that being fully transparent all the time is the right move. I think that being honest, and I do think there's a difference between, I was listening to something today, I can't remember what he said. So being transparent is accepting the people to join your journey. So when you're on your journey, when you're transparent with them, you're basically saying, I'm inviting you in my life. And life meaning a journey.
Mm, okay, right? That's cute.
So I think that if I plan on really inviting her into my life, and you know she's only had two other guys before, then if I tell her I've been, you know, creasing sheets with, you know, the Climax crew, then it's
ew.
It might not go well.
What kind of superhero crew? Gross.
The Climax crew is they're breakdancers.
They're not break dancers.
Yeah, they're break dancers.
Okay. Oh, I mean, yeah. Okay, cool.
So that's my answer.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
So are you ready for the spicy margarita?
I was going to ask you if you're ready.
I am ready.
I have the electronic in my hand, so therefore.
I know the question.
No, I'm going to change it around.
Oh, gosh.
So what if you have a friend that your spouse doesn't like?
Spouse.
Yeah.
So this is someone very significant.
Yeah. And let's, it could be let's fiance, use, yeah, let's use that. Spouse okay. a little loosely.
Loosely. Okay. Yeah. You have a household together.
Yeah.
Okay. And they don't like your friend. Best friend?
Yeah.
Well, that would be very tricky. Mm-hmm. Because of course I love both my spouse and my best friend. So I would definitely try to hear my spouse out on to why. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't like them, you mm-hmm. know? And if it's a matter of you just want to be up under me, you have to deal with that on your own. If it's a matter of there's something about her, I don't know, I think she's using you or something, then, you know, you have my attention. And then I'll have to, like, listen to what you say and really take that into consideration.
So let me ask you a question further. Mm. What if you start to recognize that your spouse and your friend are competing for your time?
That's difficult. Okay, well, it's as my spouse, you're going to win all the time. You know what I mean? You're going to grow old with me. Mm-hmm. We have children together.
So, let's say Beyonce is 2025, Beyonce got a brand new album.
Yeah.
And your spouse is like, "I know, you know, my girl loves Beyonce." Mm-hmm. But your girl and you love Beyonce, and they both buy tickets in different sections.
Okay.
What do you do?
Who has the better seats? Whoever has the better seats, I'm going to then invite the friend or the whoever didn't have the best seats to change their seats to where we're sitting.
That's not possible.
Yes,
it is. It's Beyonce. It's sold out. Come on now. Come on now.
I mean, okay, realistically, that'd be really tough. Who gave me the tickets first?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Okay. So your man gave you the tickets on Friday night at dinner.
Okay.
Saturday morning, you always get up and you work out with your homegirl. Mm-hmm. After y'all work out, y'all always go get donuts and beer. And
that's an amazing workout.
On your second beer and first donut, she slides you the tickets and is like, "You ready?"
Oh, girl, I'm already going. Sean already invited me.
She don't like him.
Well, I mean, what are we going to do? I mean, can you invite someone else? And then we can meet up. We can, you know, have pregame. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, we can hook up, you know, and do something after the fact.
Mm-hmm. Does your answer still remain the same if your homegirl slid you the tickets first?
Yeah.
So whoever slid you the tickets first, either way.
Yeah. Because then if say my best friend gave me tickets on Friday and then you were like Saturday at dinner, like, "Babe, I got us some tickets." I'm like, "Oh my God, well, I already got tickets for blah, blah, blah." Mm-hmm. And then I would be like, "Hey, switch those tickets to wherever we're sitting. I still want to."
You still think that's an option with a Beyonce concert? All right. I'm gonna let you tap dance around that.
If I got you tickets to the finals or to the Super Bowl and mm-hmm. the Commanders are playing, which is his team, by the way. But your best friend mm-hmm. was like, "I got us sweet tickets."
Yeah.
And then I said, "I got us 50-yard line tickets."
Yeah. It doesn't matter. So I don't have to tap dance around this answer. I love experiencing things with you.
Oh my gosh. No, now you're making me look.
This is my answer. This is literally my answer.
I knew you're gonna have some answer like this.
So as a man, we're mildly rude to one another all the time.
Yeah.
That's just how we roll. Mm-hmm. Actually, the more rude we are to one another, the more we love each other.
Okay.
So for me, I would just tell my guy, "Yo, you're going to have to," and he's a guy. I'm sure he got somebody that he can just invite. Mm. Men, we don't really care about each other's feelings.
That's really sad.
As spicy as that sounds, we don't really care.
That doesn't sound spicy. That sounds really sad. Y'all do care about each other's feelings.
We do, but we don't. In a situation like that, I expect all of my friends, if I bought them tickets, first of all, that's amazing that I would have to get them Bad Boys for free. Okay. Now, but if they said, yo, I'm going with my wife, I completely understand.
Yeah.
So again, for me, hanging with you, even if it's some boy stuff, it's just, I just like hanging with you because you're my best friend.
Yeah.
So well, it doesn't matter who gave tickets first for me. Okay. Put a pin in that one.
I'm the bad guy.
No, you might be the bad girl, but not the bad guy.
Well, you know, I love spending time with you too.
Likewise. You
know? Okay. Well, that was an interesting question.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. So I think in summary, we do feel like friends can become lovers.
100%.
But I don't think we feel that lovers can become friends.
Oh, absolutely not. You know how many lovers I have that I despise?
Oh, you got a lot of lovers, huh?
Oh, tons. Oh. So many.
Yeah. Let me count the ways. So it is a one-way door, mm-hmm. I would say. And not everybody gets invited to the lover's door. A lot of people do get friend-zoned.
Oh, 100%.
Which is a travesty, I think. What do you think are aspects of why women friend-zone men?
We're not interested. Hmm. We're not emotionally connected. Mm-hmm. There's something about you that I just don't see a future with. Mm-hmm. So yeah, friend zone is just not doing it for me.
Yeah.
What about for men?
I think it's probably attraction level. As
physically,
as superficial as that sounds, I think that if a woman is considered a 10 in that man's mind, I think that he's a lot of times in his mind, not society, in his mind. I think he's more up to be nicer to her. Mm. I think he's more up to take her out and pay for everything. And I think that given the right moment, he would definitely make her from a friend to a lover.
Even if she's dumb as a rock?
So that's a very...
Or mean?
That
like
might
mean
be
girl?
For another episode. But what I will say is this. As you get older, you will start searching for the what else. I think when you're young, it's easy to hang your hat on physical attributes. But I think as you get older, you are definitely trying to build. Mm-hmm. And you can't build with somebody that brought some noodles and you coming with some steaks. And I'm not saying that doesn't just apply to money. Mm-hmm. That applies to your hustle game. Mm-hmm. I think men and women got to have a good hustle. I think you got to have some ingenuity. Mm. I think you got to know how to play the game. Let me give an example. Let's say I have a black tie event at my job, mm-hmm. and there's a new CEO that, you know, I'm trying to get his ear or her ear. I'm trying to get her ear because I got some good ideas, and those ideas could land me an opportunity that would help us out. I'm going to need you to know how to play that game.
100%.
And it's not about being fake. It's about playing the game.
We've definitely been in situations like that.
Exactly.
And I just need to know, give me a couple facts. And I'm like, all right, I got you.
Yeah.
And so that might be something we discuss on how to get to that level.
Yeah. So.
Well, good conversation.
Great conversation.
I appreciate you for joining me tonight.
I appreciate you for joining me too.
And I love you.
I love you too.
Thank you guys for joining us on this episode. Make sure that you comment and rate on whatever platform you're watching or listening.
That part.
And please share the word. We are just getting started on this. This is something that we've been working on for a few years now. So, and hopefully you guys will tune in to the next episode. Bye.
We out.